Oh, don't put that much thought into it.
The Sunday Skypers.
Oh, here's Go Team Super Science. It's Johnny Quest. Or no, Adventure Brothers. I would say more Adventure Brothers, because it's Fiasco.
Actually, that one is kind of striking my fancy. But I don't know how everyone else feels about Johnny Quest Adventure Brothers-inspired silliness.
I'm for it. That's two votes.
Does it require any real familiarity?
No. Matter of fact, that might be a benefit. If you've seen Johnny Quest, James Bond, Get Smart, or The Man from U.N.C.L.E., or Adventure Brothers, you're well-armed.
Mm-hmm. Some variations of the same, yeah.
Let's take a look at it. I just downloaded it. It's a world of super scientists, boy adventurers, arch-villainy, and globe-trotting adventure. Big adventures and bigger egos. If you're not running the show, you're henching and biding your time. Or worse, sidekicking. Superheroes, super spies, and super failures when you blow it. Saving the world, destroying the world. Sometimes it's hard to tell what would do what. Them's the bad breaks. And they're definitely mentioning Venture Brothers, Get Smart, Man from U.N.C.L.E., and James Bond movies. Okay.
All right, then. I've seen a few of those.
Yeah, so relationships, we got family, work, crime, friendship, romance, and I've been around the block.
Former lab experiment subjects.
Unrealized kin. What do you mean by that? Are you talking like Dr. Venture Jr.?
Long-lost cousin or something. Or
yeah.
A legitimate child.
Time-traveling grandparent.
Or grandson. Or both.
Yes, that's entirely possible. Well, okay, so let's say we go with this place.
All right. So that means there's four of us, which means we roll 16. Is that right? Yep, 16 dice.
No threes,
huh? And 1-6. What a strange distribution. It's like it's random or something.
Oh, look at all the stinking ones. Well, remember, always the last one's wild. Who wants to go first?
Someone with a working knowledge of the system. How's that?
Well, that's me and Todd. I guess you're player one then.
That works for me.
I'll be player two, and then you two can find out who's player three and player four.
Seems like you all have seniority, so I'll be four.
Is this place missing some dice icons? Because, like, I've been around the block. Shouldn't that be, like, die number six or something? Or
oh, there's no icons by the categories. Ah, well, we know they're one, two, three, four, five, six.
Well, I am going to grab the only six and put it in I've been around the block.
Between who and who?
Oh, since we got the rookies here, between Dirk and Wilhelm.
All right. So, okay. I'm going to grab one of the twos and put that between me and Todd.
Work.
So, Dirk, you're up.
So, I take it with four players, we have four relationships, a location, a need, an object and other is one of the object need or locations.
Basically, you want to go and do all the relationships first. You can always break the rules and say if there's something you really want as an object or at least one category, grab it. You know, and there's very few dice, go grab it. Otherwise,
that just make you guys super scientists. Don John are super scientists.
I could work with that.
Yes, I think we can work with that.
We're not megalomaniac. Geek types? No, not at all. I'm respected in my field.
So you grabbed a four then, right?
Yes.
What do we have?
Well, the whole idea is you're supposed to go with former lab experiment subjects.
Or cellmates. It works.
Well, I'm figuring with the super scientists, we're having a very dodgy relationship to begin with. Experiment X, good to see you this morning.
Well, sure, why not? Let's take it to and make that former all lab right. Experiment subject.
Yes!
Take an XP for that manipulate role there. For Tom.
Will do. Okay, oh, I guess it's back to me, so... damn it, damn it, damn it.
Oh, you were thinking the same thing too, aren't you?
Well, I was thinking family and clone, but we ran out of sixes. So
remember, the last one's always wild.
Yeah, but would it last that long?
Yeah, that's
true. What's the crazy uncle would work too. And it would get really disturbing if it was parent-child and lab experiment. Let's throw a two, which is work, between John and player three.
Between me and Derek. All right. So you're grabbing a two?
Yep.
Well, you know, I just have to grab a one. We're between you and player four.
That's Dr. Subject.
That's not you're the two at all.
Okay, we'll go Professor Todd and... Willem's character are siblings.
So how could you?
So we got a work relationship between me and Derek.
Yeah, I could define that. A whole lot of ones, but Dr. Subject seems so obvious.
It'd be interesting make him a super scientist.
Like, okay.
Can't swing a stick without being a super scientist.
Well, I shouldn't think about this. I should just pick one. Let's go with a four. Let's grab a four. So you're both super scientists.
I can totally see how this works. We've got three super scientists and one person who actually has a clue.
All right, so now we need at least one object, one need, and one location, and the other is up for grabs. It's Todd.
Let's see. We've got plenty of fives and ones, so let's ponder that for a sec. We definitely have to go with weapons. We'll pull a one for objects. It's an interesting collection of weapons. There's some weird stuff in this list.
Oh, yeah, that just calls to me. I'm grabbing a location. I'm grabbing the four. Mysterious Island.
That would be England, right?
Oh, yeah, what do we got left? One, two, and five.
We still need a need.
I'll take the last two and put it between Todd and Wilhelm.
Actually, you should have said, Todd, where does the object go?
Oh, weapons? Okay, we'll put that between John and Dirk.
And I'll put the location, Mysterious Island, between me and you. And what was it again? You picked the two?
Yeah, that is to get even.
Oh, great! Well, it is family.
All right. So, William, you can either define one of those, or you can pick a location, a need, or an object. And we got one, two, and a five.
Do we have to have, a need and an object between everyone, or is it just,
Yes, there has to be something between everyone.
Just not necessarily both, or, right? We don't have dice for that, either.
Oh, yeah, basically, everyone should have two cards between them, so not worry about the tilt right now. So, basically, the other is between you and Dirk, so you're picking what's between you and Dirk.
Well, the obvious thing would be to get out, so let's go with a one.
Oh, so you're picking a need then.
A need to get out, yeah.
So if my count is correct, we have four dice left?
All right, so we have a one and three fives.
Well, what I really, really want to do is throw a five at weapons, but I did choose weapons, so I think I'm not supposed to put a detail on something I chose a category for.
No, that's impossible, because you could end up, the last thing that's left open is the thing you chose, so it's not a rule.
Okay, great. Let's put a five then on weapons, because I want genetically mutated cats. Weaponized genetically mutated cat. Now the question is player three a genetically mutated cat?
Don't know yet.
You could just easily say that both player three and four are possibly genetically mutated cats.
Let's see, either get even or to get out or mysterious island. I'm going to choose the final one and get out of a dangerous relationship. Whoa.
Still a little vague, but okay. Or I guess the relationship would be between us and the rest of the super scientists.
Yeah, it could be, since you're lab subjects, you might want to get away.
And that one's gone, so all we got left is a five.
I guess we'll go with the Mysterious Island one at a volcanic peak.
Yeah, I was looking
there at we go.
Probably not England then.
You never know.
England, it needs more volcanoes.
But then the only ones left that needs defining is to get even, right?
But now that one's wild.
So you get okay. to choose anything.
But it is inside the get even. That has to be defined,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes, yes. It's the last one.
Well, I'm not picking three. I don't want to be a super scientist, too.
It could be both of you are trying to get even with somebody else. You wouldn't necessarily have to be with each other.
Well, I guess the world has to be imperiled somehow, so let's go with the six. Get even with the world. Exactly.
Come up with characters here, right?
Characters might be appropriate.
You got Professor Todd.
You're not going to go with Dr. John? Mission. Johnny Mission.
Oh, there we go. Johnny Endeavor.
Now I'm regretting not being a super scientist, too, because that would be very that would be easier for coming up with a silly name.
You're Professor Todd's sibling. Is Todd a last name or Todd a first name?
Yes.
Well, okay, going with the Bond stuff, we should, like, go with metals and prime numbers and other stupid things. So gold, something gold.
Gold pie.
Gold pie.
It's a number.
I'll go with Gil Gold. There you go. I have no idea. Just a random relation test subject.
So I have to set a scene, huh? Okay. We have the team aboard the fantastic gold jet, and Professor Todd Gold is piloting the gold jet. We are heading towards a mysterious volcanic island where something has gone horribly wrong with the science station there.
Okay, but what's the goal of the scene?
The goal of the scene is to get to the mysterious island and land successfully. I just imagine this totally zarny jet, but it's gold. Great golden goose or whatever.
So that's when the giant pterodactyl attacks.
Since you're pitching, it's up to us to resolve it then. Okay.
Yes, yes.
You know, who's actually in the co-pilot seat?
Who's flying us?
Professor Todd, of course. I got rank on you guys. Skip cranium.
Is your brother in the co-pilot seat? Or?
Sure. Fine. Yes. I sort of know how to handle it if things go really haywire, I guess.
All you have to do is just control those verniers over there. Child,
of course.
Do it.
Oh, why don't you shut up? I am the child, okay? I'm working the radar. I don't know. What's that big blip on the radar?
What blip?
You mean that giant pterodactyl that's flying right towards us?
Oh, sugar!
Because of the way this is going, if I can throw in a suggestion for resolution, the pterodactyl doesn't fly and savage the jet or anything like that. It gets sucked into the intake. That's just horrific right there. It's like, look, a majestic pterodactyl.
This sounds about right.
Yeah, they don't know anything about jet intakes.
We're spiraling down. We lost number two.
This does not bode well. Somewhere in a jungle, or is it an Icelandic volcanic island? Could be either one. Hasn't been determined yet. Yeah, so I think we'll just leave that scene with us spiraling out of control.
So I guess it's a no.
Black die for somebody.
You give away.
Well, it's got to go to Gil. He's sitting there badly trying to control an engine that's flamed out.
Okay, it's up to me then. So we're busy spiraling down. You know what? I'm going to let you guys come up with the scene I'll have to resolve. What's Johnny Endeavor trying to do back there? What am I endeavoring to do?
You're trying to calculate a spot for us to land with minimum, you know, structural damage stuff.
Navigate a landing.
Unless that's too similar to the first goal.
How about successfully navigate a crash landing?
That sounds better, yes.
You know, we're spiraling down.
The number two engine is out. We're spiraling clockwise.
Which means I'm now being leaning back toward the left of the G-forces. Oh, crap! Sugar, sorry.
I hate this job.
Anyone see anything down there, like a large patch of land or something?
I'm busy here.
Okay, we can't land on the island itself, but you know what? We can land in the water if you kill number one. Or glide in.
You might Are you sure about this?
Throttling back. So, are we landing actually like on the beach or out in the water with the sharks? Or?
Oh, the shark sounds much much funner. I think we do make a successful water landing.
That's a white die for somebody.
Well,
You said that successful landing. I guess you're saying that's successful.
All right, so that gives me a white die, and I'll be nice and give that to Dirk.
All right.
That's for staying out of trouble.
Okay, well, I guess I'll establish a scene. We're in a rubber raft paddling towards the island.
What's the goal?
Professor, well, my goal will be I'm going to have a conversation with Gil, and I'm going to convince him that me and him need to leave this group.
Oh.
We're in the rubber raft. Todd and Johnny are up front. And,
absolutely. Letting you guys do all the work.
Well, no, we're in the back, so you can't see whether or not we're paddling. I'm leaning over to Gil and going, okay, Gil, this is crazy. What are we doing here? I've talked to Dr. Impossible, and he's got positions for us. It's much easier than this. It's standard lab work, 9 to 5, no crazy pterodactyls, no Ant-Man from below the earth. He could even possibly reverse your condition.
What is my condition? I guess I have to invent it.
I'm leaving that for you.
Well, you know, Gil is, of course, keeping up with his paddling. He kind of looks over and goes, well, I can't just leave my brother now. I mean, do you remember after last time, you know, the trouble we got in with the UN?
Yes, I remember. And we don't want that to happen again, so we need to leave this.
Well, see, really, I mean, lab work, it's a little boring, and it's really a Todd's thing, right? And this whole paddling and pterodactyl thing, I mean, I like it. And the Ant-Men were kind of charming in their way when they didn't, you know, pee on you.
Yeah, they peed sulfuric acid.
Formic acid.
And has that scar healed yet?
Well, I'm sure it's going to. I mean, Todd said he'd fix it any day now.
And has he?
No, but, I mean, do you see Impossible being any more generous to his friends?
Yes. He pulls off a boot. Look, I have a regular 5 toes now. He did that for me.
Fine. I'll take it under advisement. But let's just get to the freaking island before, you know, a giant shark or something shows up.
That's a good place to leave it.
So were you successful?
I'm not resolving.
Was he successful in convincing you, Gil?
I say he made headway.
Okay, but he didn't convince you, though.
Okay, didn't. Yeah, fair enough.
It's a black die for you. Who are you going to give it to?
I'll give it to Professor Todd.
Well, yeah, this hasn't been a good start for me, has it?
So, Gil, set the scene.
Well, yeah, okay. Or you may want to resolve.
Well, I think I'm going to establish. But that means I should come up with a goal as well, right? So, we're on the shore. We're pulling the raft up. And we're taking our initial bearings of the island, which is a temperate place. It's sort of in a weird, wonky location somewhere. Maybe on the southern hemisphere. As we're taking our bearings, there's this blood-curdling curdling animal scream echoing throughout the woods, kind of like the pterodactyl, but maybe more land animal-ish. I guess the goal is try to figure out what kind of trouble we're in.
What was that?
Well, from the sound of it, it's probably just a pack of raptors. Hey, Gil, won't you pull those harpoon guns out of the back?
Do you mean raptors? The ones? All right. I'm sure I packed those somewhere here. And he starts going through the packs under the life vests and provisions. I don't see any harpoon guns.
Well, someone hit me with this cage of cats, okay?
Why did you bring those?
Well, I didn't want to drown in the golden goose.
The golden goose is seaworthy, which about time it should sink.
It goes nose up and disappears straight down.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was fishing for a white die for Gil, but I guess not. So, we have raptors, because we figured out from the sound.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's raptors. It's too deep. It could be something, you know, maybe a little bit bigger.
I knew I should have brought dynamite.
I imagine we have a fairy pistol and a cage of cats. Like, that's going to go over well. Well, so, my best attempts at turning this into a white die, I think I've failed.
It's unfortunate, a black die. Who are you going to give it to?
Well, Well, the only one who doesn't have a die yet is Johnny Endeavor, so let's give him a die.
Well, Professor Todd.
Let's see. I think we're going to establish, and what we're going to do is, because we don't know what's in the forest, let's head down the beach. It can't be too far to the science station.
Make it to the science station.
Without any of the genetically mutated cats escaping.
So I'll let you guys resolve that. Yeah, if we can make it there in one piece, it would be nice.
Professor Cranium, could you help me with the cats? Yeah, be careful, Muffin. I mean, those titanium claws will cut right through you.
That's when the T-Rex comes out of the forest. We go, quick, release the cats.
It loots the cats of war.
Professor Cranium opens the cage, the cat shoots out, and see the whirlwind of cats around the T-Rex as it charges back into the forest.
Except for Muffins, which steps out, sits down, and starts licking its paws.
They are cats, yes. Hey, we weren't eaten by a T-Rex. I'm going to call that a white die.
All right. Who
Boy,
gets
genius.
It?
Genius. You white die because you're cats, right?
Yes, you made it to the science station.
Without being eaten. Huzzah!
Let's forget about the cats right now because herding mutated cats.
I don't
cats.
Think you got the cats back.
You know, herding cats? All I have to do is find the cat with laser eyes, have him just aim to the ground, and then the other cats will just follow. Oh dear. And we make it to the science station, the wrecked science station. I think we're in trouble. Maybe we can find something in the science station to save our butts. So
you're establishing then?
Yes, finding something in the science station to save our butts.
Well, it's obvious from the blast damage of the fire and the trampled fence that whatever was in the science station was going out instead of coming in. That might explain the dinosaurs. Does this place still have electrical power?
No, it doesn't appear to work. I did pack a flashlight. And two flashlights. Here, catch.
You're a genius, Gil.
Sure, we can get the fusion generator working again. Only a little of the shielding's been damaged.
we might want to hold off on that. It looks slightly chewed.
But speaking of chewed, where's the crew that worked here?
There's a bit of one.
Black die.
I guess we look around the lockers, and any of the weapons that they were here are all either gone or pretty much destroyed or something or something.
Or lots of empty shell casings. Put that in the black. So no power, black. No weapons.
I'll give that to Professor Cranium. Well, so, Professor Cranium, we're in the wrecked remains of the science station.
I suppose I'll establish that all the computer screens start to flicker to life, and the visage of Dr. Yang, Professor Gold, and his minions, well...
Associates!
I knew you would arrive.
It's a recording.
I have taken what I need from your science station, and I leave you to play with my pets.
Bastard.
If you can escape before the reactor explodes, and we hear the whine of the fusion reactor building to overload.
Well, we probably should give him a white die before, otherwise it'll be a short game.
I think Dr. Cranium finds a way to slow the countdown procedure somehow. Enough for the rest of us to escape, or all of us, hopefully.
Yeah, he puts his finger on the side of his gigantic cranium and concentrating. I've mentally slowed the particle reaction. Quick, let's run away.
I know. We can run to the volcano observatory.
Of course. Get some high ground.
You'll have to carry me, though, while I'm containing the reaction.
But the cat cages.
F the cat cages.
Oh, wash your mouth out, Professor Todd.
Yeah, shut the front door. Gil will swoop up the professor as best he can.
Of course, you don't think Todd would do it.
Giants load down with cat cages, and I hope the cats will fall unless or at least they're safe.
I'm sure they'll show up when they're hungry.
We make it to the station as a one kiloton explosion goes off on the beach.
Sounds about right. Yay, I think that's a white die.
Who gets it?
Go to our glorious leader again.
Hey!
Professor Todd.
None of us are doing well.
I think I want to establish a scene where we're ascending, we're in the climb to reach the somewhat remote volcanic station, what did you say?
Volcano observatory.
Observatory, right. And Gil is attempting to figure out if his brother has a plan for how to actually make this turn out in their favor so they can smooth things over with the UN. Otherwise, he might seriously consider Professor Cranium's suggestion.
Of course I've got a plan. Once we can find a radio transmitter, we can let the UN Security Council know that Dr. Yang has done another act of terrorism on the world stage. With that information...
But...
What?
All we can report is that he's wreaked havoc here. Should we just call them and say, hey, Yang has made another mess of our stuff. Yes, we're as incompetent as ever. That doesn't really work, does it?
I mutter behind him, Dr. Impossible would never make this kind of mess.
says, well, all we need to do is show them the recording that Dr. Yang played. Oh, no, that went up in the fire.
Yeah, the recording, it's so much plasma right now.
This isn't going well.
So you have no idea how to fix this, do you?
Oh, shut up, Gil. Take a black dye.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Professor Cranium. He seems to be in dire straits. His mental exhaustion from slowing the stuff. Mm-hmm.
So now it's tilt table time. So what we do is we all roll our dice and subtract the white from the black, or black from the white. Basically, we take the absolute black high or white high, basically totals. And then whoever gets the highest of each gets to then roll on the tilt table. So I only got two dice.
I've got one white.
So I got one white. It looks like it's going to be Professor Cranium and maybe...
I rolled a six with the only die I have, I guess.
So you're the black high then, because you beat Professor Cranium in black total. So I guess what? Roll one dice and see who gets higher?
Sure.
I got one.
And a five for me.
So four dice, so...
And I take it this uses a standard tilt table?
Yeah. So you got like, as always, you got to pick the top, pick a category, and you got two, four, five, six.
Let's go with a five for paranoia.
So the notion is you pick paranoia and then I pick something from paranoia, or...
Or you can just both pick top areas and then pick the subtopic.
So, and that was 2, 4, 6 available, so
yeah.
It seems like dumb luck isn't a sudden reversal, or somebody is watching, waiting for their moment.
So, that sounds appropriate. I'll go with that.
Okay, so we have a 2 and a 4. Wow, tragedy. 3 out of 6 are death. That's harsh.
Remember the last one's always wild.
Yeah, but still, 50, it's like, you can die. You can die, or you can die. I think we'll go with the number 4, and we'll go with guilt.
All right.
Because there's lots of fun ways that can go. You have a wild die for guilt.
Well, we've mentioned authorities before, so why not a visit from the perhaps unofficial authorities taking us to account for our previous missteps?
Professor Todd!
I guess I'll resolve.
We make it to the volcano observatory, I guess.
Just a quick question. We should work in all the tilt stuff as much as we can from here on out?
Or as needed, yeah.
There are things coming into play.
So what's the condition of the volcanic observatory? Or is the volcano about to erupt?
Well, I mean, we have a detonation. It might set something, off, yeah.
Or we can try to determine if the volcano is going to erupt because of the detonation.
I think when we get there, the station is like on high alert, warning us that an eruption is imminent. That would be appropriately dramatic.
So what would his goal be in this case? To figure a way to stop the volcano? No, that doesn't work.
Why not? I'm a professor. I'm a certified genius.
How is it determine how to stop the volcano from erupting? And let you come up with some harebrained idea.
So we get to the volcanic observation station. There's sensors and gauges. There's computers everywhere.
The seismographs are just completely black because it's going back and forth.
Professor Todd scans through all the readings, looks at the instruments available, and says, well, damn, it's a runaway reaction. There's no way we can stop it. We got about 2 hours, and the whole island's going to blow.
But you're sorry. Super science. You failed. All right. Well, you get a black die, and you keep it this time.
Oh, okay. I guess that'll work.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to the boy genius to get us off of this rock.
Well, you just set up for me then, didn't you?
Maybe.
Boy genius to figure out how to get us off this rock.
You can run with that if you want.
Sure. So I'm looking at all the dials. You say we got 2 hours? Oh, look at the radio.
1 hour, 59 minutes. We'll punctuate that with a rumble.
It's not. It's a cinder cone, which means this is the kind that explodes when it erupts. Okay. You know, it just might work.
What might work?
We need to get the cabin from the Golden Goose. The fusion explosion probably made some unique alloys. Because with those, we make a volcano rocket. We put it inside the crater, and when it explodes, it'll shoot us up away free of the island.
Guess that means we'll have to go get the goose?
Can we not give him a die for that?
It's a way.
We are resolving so we can go, yeah, no, that's crazy. And come
well, are we resolving or did we set up?
I'm setting up.
How about we just take the cable car down to the northern harbor and see if there's a boat there?
But it was a perfect plan.
I'm sure
it's a perfect plan that would have turned us into pulp. You know what the G-forces would have been from an exploding volcano?
It only would have been 1,500 Gs for half a millisecond. We wouldn't have pulped.
Breaking all the bones in your body is not an acceptable escape plan. As much as say Gil has an actual plan. Is it a white die that we actually have a real plan, or is it a black die that your suicide attempt failed?
It was actually me come up away, and of course you guys shot it down. No one accepts it, so I guess I get a black die. But look at that. I mean, it's like we only got one black die left. Everything else has to be successes.
Well, otherwise it's going to be an end of a short series.
Well, except for the last one. The last one always is wild.
You guys establish all resolve.
We have a cable car that goes on down. Now, who says that the actual cable car is up here? The big question is, are the controls that start it up here, or are the controls that start it down there?
Oh, they're on both ends, of course, because someone up here would have to be able to summon the car.
Oh, but they're broken. Something's been broken. Now we have to either fix it, or someone has to go down there and from the base of the mountain to come up here and get us.
Well, Tranium, you're the genius. Can you get the pulleys or whatever thingy working?
No. But and he starts flipping over desks and tables and pulls out his handy spot welding kit. I can rig up a car for the four of us.
That's a white die. Now, that is a plan that I can get behind. It's all downhill from here.
Rigs up a car, and we're off, headed down the mountain.
Do you have brakes?
Didn't have time. Call that a white die, I guess.
In that case, I guess I'll resolve as well.
We got the cable car work. Doesn't mean we're actually down there yet, so, you know, we haven't before. It's always good to have it a second time. We disturb a nest of pterodactyls on the way down, and they start flying up and attacking us.
The cable car just dashes their little nest. Well, our makeshift cable car, I guess.
To defend us from attacking pterodactyls.
Resolve that.
Oh, jeez. We don't have the cats anymore. Interesting.
They'll show up.
Can we summon the cats? Maybe they're still around. Got my cat whistle.
Yeah, that never works.
Well, I think you should blow on it real hard. Meanwhile, I guess I could distract one or two of them or something. And Gil's going to make a little, like, hoop out of his shirt and then swing at it as one of the pterodactyls makes, like, bomber charge at the cable car. And it's going to be his shirt hoop gets stuck in its beak. And he's lifted away from the car, but that distracts the pterodactyls away as you hear him go, wah! Away in a sort of loop-de-loop of pterodactyls.
Well, you did defend us from attacking pterodactyls.
I did.
That'd be a white die. That also sets up the scene for his brother.
I'll let you guys establish.
We haven't been using guilt and paranoia much.
Maybe, oh, someone's watching, waiting for their moment. Actually, this would be a good time for that. Normally, a pterodactyl couldn't pick up a young teenager, but this is no normal pterodactyl. This is a robo-pterodactyl controlled by Professor Yang, and you're being wafted off to his waiting yacht out in the ocean. How's that? Save Gil from Professor Yang. Or Dr. Yang. Is it Dr. Yang or Professor Yang? Do we decide?
It's got to be a doctor, because I'm the professor.
We got enough professors.
About the time that Professor Todd is going to come up with a plan to rescue Gil, a helicarrier comes up out from the forest in the brazen collars of Dr. Yang, and the pterodactyl with Gil flies right into an open hangar bay, and then the hatch closes. Sorry, Gil. How's that for guilt?
We use them both.
Oh, shit.
All right, so you get another black die. Actually, that's good. Having balanced dice is bad. Having a lot of one color or the other is good.
Depends on what you're after, yeah.
I like the revolting developments, if you haven't noticed.
It's all established. So we get to the bottom with a smoking cable hawser we use as a brake because, well, we're on a lab table with pulleys attached to it.
It got us here, didn't it?
Took all three of us to hang on that hawser to slow us down.
If Gil's here, we would have had too much mass.
We gotta rescue him. Give me that whistle. You didn't make it right. Twiddle, twiddle, twiddle. I'm gonna summon the cats because, you know, they may help us. Somehow use the cats to rescue Gil. Pulls the whistle out, and it is audible. First thing you're doing, ultrasonic, and what you really need to do is it blows, and it sounds like a caterwaul. You gotta use a mating call for cats.
You fool!
We've got to make this successful because we only have white dice left. So
okay. Yeah.
The last one can be a...
We're not there yet.
Yeah. We're not there yet.
The mutated cats gather around us.
What do you as we fed?
Head off towards the helicarrier in...
Well, it's flying, so we have to figure out how to get up there somehow.
There's a helicopter at the base that we were going to use to get off the island. We herd the cats into the...
Like I said, it's really easy. You get the laser cat and just, bing, okay, go.
So then we land on the top of the carrier, leaping out with a bunch of cats. His laser eyes have burned a hole into the top of the carrier.
And Mr. Muffin's sitting on the tarmac, licking himself again.
Okay, so I'm going to establish, I guess.
I guess that's a success for me then, yeah.
Yeah. We are making our way through the corridors of the helicarrier. We get in the room where Dr. Yang has Gil held captive, and you two step in, and Professor Cranium steps in behind you and pulls the laser gun from the wall and goes, "Well, I brought him just like you wanted, Dr. Yang."
Oh, so what's the goal of this one? To exchange the boy genius and your Professor Todd?
No, I am delivering Professor Gold and boy genius to Dr. Yang so that I can get out of the relationship with the gold team here.
What? What?
I'm tired of being the subject of your crazy experiments. You know how many times I was mauled by cats before we perfected this? I've had it up to here. If I could reach up to the top of my head, I would. Because of your crazy experiments, I can't even reach the top of my head.
Very well. Thank you so much, Professor Cranium. I now have you in my power, Professor Gold.
Bite me, Wang, Yang.
You got a potty mouth. Oh, I will do much more than bite you.
I think we're at the end of the scene here. Give me my white die.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so, Gil.
I'll resolve.
Torn between your relationship with your former lab experiment subject, Professor Cranium, and your brother, Todd. Was this a good relationship, Todd?
Well, as far as lab experiments go, he didn't suffer much pain, and he always has gotten second billing on Team Gold.
But then again, he needs to get even with the world, though, doesn't he?
Yes, and I'm thinking, you know what? Now's the time to ditch Team Gold and go with Team Yang. I could see Yang going, "Are you going to side with this loser, or are you going to be on the winning team and grab the world by the throat?"
Yes, Gil. Come on, I told you, the gold team's a loser.
Oh. No, don't. He's your brother. You can't turn on your brother, can you?
I think at that point, Gil rolls up a pant leg, and there are all these like operation scars, little flashy like electrode stuff.
Oh, 60s.
Yeah, 60s type robotics. You know, I wanted to give you a chance, Tom, but you did this to me. And you don't have a plan for how to get even with the UN. And I have to say, Crania makes a good case. I mean, Yang may not be Dr. Impossible, but...
He's evil!
What do you call this? Points to his leg.
Evil!
What do you call that? He points to Cranium's skull.
Yang goes, I would never experiment on my brother. I love my brother.
Whole face palm thing.
Professor, you're no brother of mine.
I don't know. That could go either way. Is that light or dark?
I would say it's actually a white dye, in my opinion, because you've got career advancement, and you're going to get even with the world.
This we come to the aftermath, and we see how well it actually does go for everyone.
Roll the dice we have.
Yes, so you'd roll two white and one black. I happen to have a nice set of balanced dice, two black and two white. Subtract them from each other, and whichever is higher, that's where we go on the aftermath table.
You mean you subtract the colors from each other, right?
Yes.
So I got three black.
So I got, that's a 7 from 5. Two white. I have a 2 white. So what do you got there, Todd?
4 black. I don't think any of us are coming out smelling like roses.
Nope.
Is this the end of Team Gold?
We'll start with Todd. And you got 4 black.
Black 4, savage. Savage as in something is broken or smashed. Maybe you got a permanent limp and a bad reputation. Plus you totally fail.
I have 2 black. Is it 2 black? No, I got 2 white. Yeah, hey, I got
math.
2 white.
You got to use the math.
So 2 white. Merciless. You may not be dead on the outside, but you're sure as hell is dead on the inside. The emotional or mental wounds you have suffered will never heal. The future is a brick wall.
So much for being a boy genius.
Dirk had 2 black.
3 black.
Black 3. Harsh. Shit in a bag harsh. A lifetime of medication harsh. A big black cloud of hurt is going to rain all over you. The things you need to happen are not going to. Simple as that.
And we'll read the 4 white for bitter. You know what it's like to be utterly crushed, casually brought low, forced to eat your own words and stand mute and powerless before your enemies. They gloat, and you are helpless.
Oh, I so have the resolution. Based upon that, for Professor Todd, Dr. Yang, he laughs maniacally and says, goodbye, Professor Gold. Pushes a button, floor disappears from underneath Professor Todd, and he goes crashing into the jungle below. Of course, he does this in front of Gil. That whole utterly crushed and casually brought low.
Okay, so I guess I'm next. So we find out what Muffin does. When he realizes that his master is in peril, he looks up, his eyes glow, and half of the deck of the helicarrier just vanishes in a ball of white light. That's me.
Suddenly, we see an even larger helicarrier of the UN Tactical Force appears in the view screen, firing at Dr. Yang as things explode all around us.
No! My plans! Ah!
All right, so depending on what die you have, you base the, like, this is seed flavor on that, okay.
See, I don't think that works because I have horrible things, and then I got more white dice than I do black, so.
Yeah, that's the question. Like,
I think we just go around and...
Yeah. Okay, we can do that.
I think as everything is like exploding and the deck disintegrates and everything, Gil is blown clear and tumbles himself almost entirely down into the jungle, but he narrowly avoids death by his mechanical leg catching in the work of a branch, right?
So, yes, something your brother did to you is saved your life.
Yes. Bitter, shall we?
Back to Dr. Todd. Are you falling to your death or what? Actually, no, you didn't die.
No, I just hit a lot of foilage. So I'm going to break an arm and dislocate a collarbone or something like that. Or is it break a collarbone and dislocate an arm? One of the two, it's not my specialty. So I hit the branches all the way down. And probably land in a pile of mud. It's like...
No, make it nastier than that. You land in a pile of freshly laid dino poo.
That'll work too. Dazed, shocked, bits and pieces of helicarrier falling all around him. Professor Todd finds an animal trail. Oh, how convenient. And follows that down to the beach.
Okay, so yeah, the boy genius is, you know, everything's going to H-E double toothpicks in a basket. Well, if I'm going down, you're going down with me. He runs over and grabs Yang and tries to drag him out to take him down with him. So
this is the last time we're going to go around, Dirk, though.
Sure.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, this would be less.
I think we see him black out in all the explosions, and he wakes up in a white room strapped to a table. Here's some people going, the UN can always use more volunteers for its scientific experiments.
No! Finally, Gil!
All right, well, if it's the last one, then I think we'll have to cut like forward from John's bit. Yang is escaping across the water in his yacht or whatever, and Gil is running down toward the beach, waving and going, Yang, wait for me! What are you doing? And of course, the UN soldiers are just appearing in the forest all around him.
Oh, don't forget the frogmen, too, coming out of the water.
Yes.
I've got one more scene that I'd like to wrap up for Todd.
Sure.
So, you know, he's on the beach. It's an isolated beach. There's no UN troops or anything like that. You know, he's just sitting there resigned that, well, when the island blows up, I'm dead. And it's at that time that a submarine surfaces with a large letter I on the conning tower. And we hear the voice of Professor Impossible. So, Professor Gold, we meet again. I actually got a kind of sort of good total failure ending, so I'm just slightly mangled.
Yeah, unfortunately, poor Gil is... He's also in a white room, but it's a padded white room. But I can use ostriches and a stepladder and...
And each plan just doesn't work.
Nope.
Oh, well, that was fun.
And truly a fiasco for everybody. Thank you very much for a fun game. And I will catch you all later.
Well, Twilight was supposed to be a young adult novel, so...
Oh.
Yeah. It's aimed at teenagers, which means it's giving the entirely wrong point of view, what it means to be a young woman.
This is what we started the Skype call to talk about.
Well, the kid with laser eyes is blind because, of course, the first time he fired his lasers, he burned out his retinas.
But, of course, that doesn't stop this laser
pattern. On topic.
On topic.
Yeah. No, I can imagine this whole conversation going on as we're going down the beach.
Send all complaints and other feedback at sunnyskypers@zoho.com. That's ZOHO.com or ZOHO.com if you prefer. Or come by the forums. SunnySkypers.freeforums.org. Or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.